Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Welcome Saints of God to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my best friend in life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, my love, and shalom to all the listeners. Let's begin tonight by praying for the bride's protection against the enemies of the cross.
Abba, Father, thank you for choosing us to live in such a time as this. We are grateful because of your holy word to recognize and understand the days we are living in. Therefore, be able to accept and to cope as we eagerly await your soon shofar sound, calling us up to escape the judgment coming upon the whole world. Till then, we will not complain when afflicted, nor grumble when persecuted for our faith, but rather trust you with all our hearts, knowing that you got this. We lift up these recent prayer requests as we continually pray salvation for our lost loved ones. Bless this program, and more importantly, may it bless you. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
You know, let's add that to that beautiful prayer, a scripture from Philippians 3:20.
For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly await for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body.
Amen. Never forget, saints of God, we are aliens on this earth until we return after the judgment with him to set up his new kingdom under his kingship.
Glory, hallelujah.
So, keeping all that in your mind continually, you will be better equipped for what lies ahead.
Already in less than a week, Biden has penned a boatload of executive orders.
Yeah, like around 27 or something like that. And many of them, of course, reversing President Trump's policies, as in stopping the border wall construction and allowing probably millions of illegals into America with few wearing masks and lacking proof of a negative COVID test. He also placed an order to ICE to immediately stop all deportations, even court-convicted criminals.
You know, this will really hurt our job market.
And probably overwhelm the hospitals.
And we taxpayers get to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Biden has signed a lot, and time allows us only to mention a couple. Like for instance, he is stopping the Keystone Pipeline over so-called environmental issues when everyone knows it's safer and with less emissions than hauling oil on trucks, trains, and barges.
Gas prices will increase a lot.
And once again, we'll be dependent on Middle East oil, which our rivals love. One other thing we should bring attention to, because this really affects all parents with children in public schools, is the rescinding of the 1776 Commission School Program, which promotes a patriotic education.
So that's now halted.
Apparently, because the left says that our 1776 project seeks to erase America's history of racial injustice. You know, President Trump formed the commission in response to their 1619 school project because it portrays the United States as an inherently racist nation. Their 1619 project consists of a collection of essays that argue, among many other controversial claims, that the primary reason for the American Revolution was to preserve slavery, when in fact it was in opposition to British control.
They want to rewrite our history.
You think? Our 1776 Commission is led by a number of prominent scholars who are calling for a national renewal of education to teach future U.S. citizens the founding principles enshrined in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. You know, our colleges have become hotbeds of anti-Americanism, libel, and censorship.
Yes, they want to manipulate opinions more than educate minds.
Their 1619 project prevents students from seeing the humanity, goodness, and the benevolence in America's historical figures.
Instead, our young learners are being presented with the distorted version of U.S. history.
Yeah, this is seriously true, for they want to raise up voters for the Democratic Party. And that's the bottom line. So they shame Americans by highlighting only the sins of their ancestors.
Like they don't have any.
Mm-hmm. And teaches claims of, like, systemic racism. By the way, they immediately removed that 1776 report from the White House website.
But it can still be found on the archived Trump White House website.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Biden wants to make it a crime if you don't allow boys who say they are girls to play in girls' sports. Yesterday morning, there were some girls on Fox who said they lost their championships to boys.
Yeah, some girls are now dropping out.
Of course, because boys are stronger, and they are supposed to be. It's in their DNA, and you can never change that, no matter how many hormones you take. This is a blow to women's rights. And where are the Democratic women? I understand that some Republicans are fighting this, so I guess we'll just wait and see what happens.
Should we talk about Israel?
Yes, they remain on COVID lockdown till the end of the month.
And they closed the airport in Tel Aviv.
They did. Also, the ultra-Orthodox Jews are furious and rioting over the closures of all schools, especially their yeshiva schools of learning.
And Netanyahu, as expected, congratulated Biden.
He did. But he also made it known that he was concerned about Biden's probable rejoining the Iran deal that Trump canceled 3 years ago. But a ray of hope, actually, came from the new Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, who said the United States would consult with Israel and the Gulf states regarding any change in the nuclear accord, and said for now the recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital city and the official seat of the U.S. Embassy stands as is.
Well, that is good.
Mm-hmm. And Bibi also urged Biden to build on the series of peace deals known as the very successful Abraham Accords,
which was brokered by President Trump, I should add.
Mm, but there is no question that the new administration, with its many anti-Semites, will reduce the standing U.S.-Israel security ties, as well as reducing the aid package that we grant Israel every year. Remember Scripture, Genesis 12:3. Says, whoever blesses Israel, he will bless.
Goes along with the end time scenario.
Indeed it does. Netanyahu still is waiting on a personal call, however, from Biden, since Biden has already talked to many other countries.
Is Israel on the bottom of the list?
We report, you decide.
What about the Palestinian issue?
Well, as with most past U.S. administrations, Biden seems to adhere to the traditional two-state solution formula because he recently is quoted as saying,
the best way and maybe the only way to ensure Israel's future as a Jewish democratic state.
Right. The best way is a two-state solution? That is so stupid because Trump just proved it doesn't have to be that way. But then again, another sign we are very close to judgment for when they give away East Jerusalem, which houses the Temple Mount, it's over, and we will have just left.
So please, Lord, when you see these things unfolding.
Well, it's bitter, yes, but oh, so very sweet as well.
So how about that China who actually celebrated Biden's election.
I know, right? They have the whole Biden family in the palm of their hand. And China, I'm afraid, is going to eat our lunch. For sadly, there are others under China's influence, too, and they're within our own Congress. And, of course, we have mentioned that before. And all the major tech companies are under China's thumb as well.
Money talks greatly to Silicon Valley.
And now, China made a new law that no foreign country,
that would be us,
is allowed to travel in the South China Sea anymore. And if so, their Coast Guard will fire on any foreign vessel. They have made numerous comments about being the superpower of the world and will take over the United States.
Well, it's no secret.
And biblical. Scholars agree that China is referred to in Revelation 9:16 and Revelation 16:12 as the 200 million man army of the East.
And they are claiming to have super soldiers.
Oh, yes. Actually, they've been genetically modified to withstand freezing temperatures and more durability than any average soldier. Artificial intelligence is alive and well as we watch the seed of man being mingled with the iron metal, as prophesied in Daniel 2. Kind of reminds me of the fallen angels mingled with the daughters of men to defile our genome. After all, Jesus said in Luke 17, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be. All this genetic manipulation increases big time during the tribulation. And we are now seeing the foundation scenario for the mark of the beast, in my opinion. But smile. He's coming for us very soon.
We welcome your end time questions to Sheila at shofarministry.net or call the office and you leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. If you appreciate these last day's insights, please tuck in a love offering to help with our expenses, and God will bless you for it. As well, you'll receive our informative teaching newsletters. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministry.net, which contains a boatload of teachings with all the past radio and instructional newsletters archived for your added learning.
Okay, let's get spiritual. When I taught at Bible college or conducted a seminar at a church, I always opened the class with an important and very meaningful scripture out of Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, where Jesus is really lamenting over Jerusalem.
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing.
You know, Jesus' word still holds true today, even among Christians. And even though we have been grafted into the olive tree, Romans 11, saints realize this, that the will that prevails over the will of God himself is the will of you. Today, many Christians are a member of the Laodicean lukewarm church and are not willing to get any closer than barely saved.
God does not intrude on our own will.
Right. The only thing that separates you from real intimacy with Jesus is your own resolve. And this has nothing to do with open religiosity. This is a private time with your Maker.
In His Word.
Which is the only way you can achieve the discernment needed in these last days. Deception is running rampant. As we have seen over the last few months, how many Christians could not discern between the real prophets and the false ones. And much of that is due to not understanding God's timing. And some of that is because many pastors aren't teaching correct eschatology, which is why personal study is even more important today.
Acts 17:11, be a Berean.
Jesus will be to you what you allow him to be.
You put him on the shelf, he'll stay there.
Yeah. There is a Jewish writing that says, if you learn much Torah.
That's the first five books written by Moses.
Right. If you learn much Torah or scripture, take not credit for yourself, for that is the reason you were created. Do you get that? We were created to have fellowship with God. Let that sink in, because it's extremely important. I think we should repeat that.
If you learn much scripture, take not credit for yourself, for that is the reason you were created.
And what puts on your armor to protect us from the enemy's arrows?
The word.
Mm-hmm. You know, we just prayed for God to protect us from the enemies of the cross. Well, God answers that, because your protection of armor also comes from the word, because Jesus is the word. And there's your answer. It's not enough to just pray it on. It spiritually attaches automatically. Each piece added as more time is spent in his word. That is my conclusion after many years of study, which, by the way, time in the word is what progresses you to total sanctification, which is a process and also depends on your own will.
It's always all up to you.
So, how much time is needed to have all the armor on? Well, this is just my learned opinion, but God likes tithers, and the Old Testament Jews tithed everything, even their time, which accumulated during the week and was then fulfilled on their Sabbath. They studied Torah all day and night, which is why God told them to eliminate all work on that day, to be sure they could spend it with him.
Because of all the other things during the week.
Yeah, as with prayers and sacrifices, they were certainly kept busy.
Well, that's about 2.5 hours a day.
Yeah, and that might seem like a lot, but that's only an hour in the morning, an hour before bed, and about an hour at lunch, half hour at lunchtime.
Yeah, well, you know, most people spend more time watching TV.
Exactly, and God knows that. Anyway, this is just a suggestion to get closer to him.
Always your choice.
I actually do like studying many hours at a time. It's kind of like an adventure, because the Holy Spirit will take you down some side roads, again, if you let him, and you're not in a hurry, if you get what I mean.
We do.
Remember how in Matthew 13, the parable of the seeds, only some produced 100-fold, or you could say 100%. Others were 60-fold, and still some were only 30-fold. Bottom line, that says to me, only a remnant will seek the deeper truths of God. They're still saved, but preferring to stay in the outer or the middle court, not even desiring to make it to the Holy of Holies.
You know, that's a great analogy.
You know, I don't hear the expression as much today as, say, 30 years ago. But can you remember that question?
Are you an outer court Christian?
Yeah. We don't ask that today, because many Christians just might not know what the outer court really means.
Today we saved. We say he's saved by the skin of his teeth.
I know. Justified forever, but not yet totally sanctified. So yes, it is a process that should be a race, as Paul confirms in 2 Timothy 4:7.
I have fought the good fight.
And that's against spiritual wickedness.
I have finished the race.
For total sanctification.
I have kept the faith.
Hopefully, we can all declare that. But sadly, in these last days, the cares of this life interfere.
Luke 21:34.
Mm-hmm. And actually, the main purpose for this ministry is the Christian growth to total sanctification, aided by incorporating our lost Hebraic roots to spark more interest and to increase one's desire to study. Paul closes his fifth chapter in 1 Thessalonians with this. He says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." You see, your flesh as well needs to be sanctified. But that comes last, for it can be difficult to crucify the flesh. Galatians 5:24. So we all get that. So I'm going over all this basic teaching tonight is to really help you to disciple. When you bring someone to the Lord, be sure and show them the importance of growth before they develop bad habits or just get lazy. Continuing in the process of total sanctification automatically increases the desire to keep that passion of a first love. We must not let the light go dim as the Ephesians did. Revelations 2:4. I'm going to, hopefully you have pen and pencil. I'm going to give you some scriptures that I hope you'll look up later. So write this down. Hebrews 2:11, Hebrews 10:14, Ephesians 5:26, John 17:16, Galatians 4:19, Galatians 5:16. So, I just want to let you know that we're going to close today's program a little different. We are closing it with just a release song, actually, by John Rich, because it appeals to all decent, caring people. Because most still don't know that the whole world really needs God. And then yet there's many that realize it. So, I'll close with this song, and shalom till next time.
Earth to God, come in God, I know you're there, hearing our prayers wherever you are. We need you now to send your love down. Take away the pain in your holy name, we ask this now. We need your light, we need your love to heal the world you made. And save us now in our darkest hour with your amazing grace. Earth to God, we're holding on, but not for long. Us all close to the Holy Ghost and keep us strong. We need your light, we need your love to heal the world you made. And save us now in our darkest hour with your amazing grace. Earth to God.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.